Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Joe, looks like we have breaking news here this morning. Giannis Antetokounmpo, if you saw the injury yesterday, that was a scary-looking non-contact injury, but it does look like he has dodged the Achilles. It's a calf situation, and we'll see where it goes from there. But he did avoid the Achilles.
You know, it's still probably going to miss. I agree with you. I know we're not doctors, but we do play him.
The Twitter doctor said it could be a couple of weeks at least. Yeah. He probably misses the first round, right?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Missed that.
That was about as ugly of an injury. I've never seen that before. You ever seen that? A guy just, like, he got shot. I mean, he went down. That looked like an Achilles.
You know,
he was holding his calves. I don't know.
Can I give you one that was crazy like that? Go back to Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Linebacker for the 49ers going in the game, and he just fell down. He blew out his Achilles.
I've never seen that before.
He literally was jogging in jogging onto the field. He wasn't even sprinting. It was a switchover from offense to defense, from special teams.
Yeah, Dre Greenlaw.
He got hurt. And you saw him patting him on the back like, yeah, you just blew out your Achilles. That was crazy. Hey, Jalen Phillips never got touched. He thought somebody clipped him from – I've never had the Achilles injury, for people out there that have had it. And
So, look, I don't know what's accurate and what's not. I did see someone said that this is, like, similar to what happened to Kevin Durant. Remember Kevin Durant was playing with the calf deal?
He was mad at the team.
Yeah, he ended up tearing his Achilles afterwards.
He was really upset with the team. Like, wow.
So that's the thing. Like, they obviously are not going to rush Giannis back
for
this.
No way.
You hope Damian Lillard, whatever he's got left in the tank, can get you past the first round or so. But
I will continue to say this, man. If you're watching the Eastern Conference right now in the NBA, you have noticed, outside of the Celtics, who are in a class by themselves, if you go by what they've done, stayed healthy, wins. But 2 through 8, it's crazy. It's like 4 games difference between 2 and 8, from 48 wins to 44 wins, right down from – Milwaukee at the 2 seed to the Heat at the 8 seed right now.
Well, look, you could make the argument that the Heat have the best core of players outside of the Celtics, right?
Yes.
That core that
it's
they
pretty
have.
Crazy. You're right. You can.
Of Jimmy Butler. I don't think Bam gets the respect that he deserves. I think Bam is a fantastic player. I really do. Overall, all around. I mean, he just does it all.
He's a little quiet last night. He has a little quiet.
Yeah, he has those nights offensively. But again, like, defensively and just the overall impact he makes, I just think Bam's an exceptional player. And then you add Tyler Hero back into that mix.
Look how good he's been since being back after missing all those games.
No, he looks like he's got the legs under him, doesn't he?
And then the other thing that's good about this bad situation, first of all, being in play-in's never good. I mean, you'd like to think they had a better team even with all the injuries, but – Haywood Highsmith has been really good. Jokic now is playing a lot, and he's really improved. So you've got some guys that Spo just recently said he feels like they're 9 or 10 deep.
The Duncan Robinson thing, I think, is a little concerning, though.
The back?
The back. You never want to hear the back. someone who's dealt with the back. It's not not ideal.
Back had right? back surgery too, man. Had that
a lot of people numbness. I feel like deal with the back.
It's bad. But that's a bad one.
That's why you stay off the trampolines. You got those
don't
kids
worry.
With you this weekend.
Don't worry, Woody. It's every year.
You.
Every year there's something new that I can't do. I can't do that anymore.
But that core that the Heat have, I'd put that up against any of those teams. And, you know, I think Terry Rozier also feels like he's starting to come into his own as well.
Starting to fit in.
It's a little bit of a feeling out process there and getting him into the mix. But, you know, he's a really talented player as well. So
there's I don't think the East is super strong right now. You look at this thing and the craziness of it. And outside of Boston, who – give them credit, man. They've had a hell of a season so far, 62 wins. But now they got to do it in the playoffs.
They have a lot of unproven playoff guys, but those guys are so good, man. Tatum. I mean, you can make the case for Jason Tatum being top two, three in the league.
They've added
He's
two
great.
Really, they've added two really good pieces.
Porzingis, Holiday, those guys are tough, man. Derek White is playing out of his mind. Like they are really tough. Now, again, the question becomes, how do those guys perform?
But I would just say this. The Heat really don't want to start the playoffs against the Celtics. That would be my take.
Well, you got to play them one way or the other.
That's
right?
Great. Let me get some games. Let me play 2-7. They can beat Milwaukee every day of the week.
That's true. I mean, I agree with you. I think the Heat can beat all these teams, but –
and the 76ers, too. Let's not forget about them. They've quietly moved ahead of the Heat in that seven spot. Joel Embiid is back. And they've been pretty damn good. I think six straight wins for them. No, the East is absolutely crazy right now on what we have. So anyway, we've got Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network coming up here, who covers the Miami Dolphins as well as the National Football League. We're going to talk to Beas. And I'm curious to get his thoughts on the Mike Florio, Chris Sims piece that those guys did on their shows yesterday on Pro Football Talk about Tua and the contract and hear what he has to say about that. And then we'll get into some stuff with the team. It looks like the Miami Dolphins right now have pretty much gotten where you can look at the base of the team and go, okay, they got a starter at every position now. They do. Some guys haven't played at the high enough level, but they have starters at every position now. They do with what they've added and different. So now it's about depth. It's about adding key backups. To me, like to get a couple young starters as well and overtake some veterans that maybe shouldn't be starting, maybe should be backups. So that's what makes this stuff so important coming up in this draft, as well as still a couple of veteran free agents that are out there and trying to get them. So we'll get into all that stuff coming up with Adam Beasley and the priority list of what's coming up, especially with the top couple of picks and then the million-dollar question, or more than that, I'm sorry, first-round picks more than a million-dollar question, is does Chris Greer trade out of – I don't think he'll trade up, but does he trade out – or trade towards the end of the first round coming up in this draft to pick up another fairly high draft pick to try to fill in some more needs with higher draft picks. Would not – Omar did say that, and I agreed with him, that I could see that definitely happening in this draft. So anyway, everybody knows the strengths and weaknesses of the team. My God, everybody's up on this thing and everything that's going on with this team. But they need some young players to come in that can play. They do. Whether we're going to call them starters, whether they're going to be rotation players, we need some guys in this draft to come in and play. We do. We can't do what we've done pretty much the last few years. We need guys to come in. Day one, sign the contract and get out there and get in a rotation or start right off the bat. Have to. All right, so anyway, we'll have Beas join us when we come back. We do have all kinds of stuff to get to. Panthers, a nice win for them. And, boy, I'll tell you what, the East is not going to be easy with all the characters from last year all back with some really good records. Boy, they're having a great one. Boston's having a great year. New York's having a great year. Carolina's having a great year. Tampa Bay all of a sudden is playing a lot better, and Toronto is also right there. What do you got, Wood?
Before you go off the break here, Joe, how about someone sent in 561 a nomination for Bum Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
Today is Bum Wednesday.
Yeah, what do we have for Bum Wednesday?
Joe Bum Cronin, he said. Imagine, could have had expiring contract. Lowry, Jaime Jaquez, Nikola Jovic, either Martin or Robinson with a first and a pick swap. Instead, they got DeAndre, doesn't do anything, Ayton, and some scrubs.
Yeah, that was weird.
There
it's
you go.
It's a great call, by the way. Great call.
And I think the Heat dodged a bullet, to be quite honest with you. I think Damian Lillard is okay.
He's good.
He was
You're always quick, man.
No,
one
like,
guy, and you're
Joe,
like just
Joe,
killing.
There's no question that he was a looter and a riot in Portland. Like, he was the only competent player there. So, like, of course, yes, he's going to put up numbers. But, again, like, Milwaukee's not very good.
You think Father Time might have caught up with bringing all those guys back from the championship team? Might have had something to do with that? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Middleton
but
can't
I will
stay
say
healthy.
That I think this texture's right on here because I'll take those guys all day over Damian Lillard.
No.
I think the Heat have put together a nice little team here.
They have a nice little team. Yeah, there's no question. They should have more wins. I don't know why
they
we're
should.
Sitting here still talking about playing. We shouldn't be doing that with this group.
We're not a regular season type of team, though, Joe.
I guess not.
We save it for the end.
Boy, I think you're onto something there. All right, so B's going to join us when we come back. Hey, listen, I'm not an attorney for a firm, no, but I sure think the world of Cohen and Judah. I do. Harvey Cohen, Gary Judah. 30 years of experience, the injury law firm, 30 years of experience, and these guys are really good. How about this? The names on the law firm will handle your case personally start to finish. Let's start with that one. Small enough to handle fender benders, big enough to go to trial against the largest companies here in South Florida. That's why I want you to go to the website and see some of the great work they've done to get an idea just how good they are. And if you're frustrated with who you're with right now, you've just recently had a car accident or a slip and fall and you're frustrated and all these promises that were made to you and nothing's happening. Hell, you don't even see the people you thought you were going to be seeing. Well, go to their website. That's CohenandJudah.com. That'll take care of everything. They'd love to see you and they will work their butt off for you. I got to tell you, I've gotten to know them really well over the last few months. They are really good at what they do and they care about people. They care. 866-324-7333. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. Let them handle your injury claim from start to finish. You don't have to worry about handoffs there. Car accident, slip and fall, or anything else. Cohen and Judah. Go to CohenandJudah.com. 866-FAIR-FEE. You'll love the work these guys do. And if you're someplace that you're frustrated with, a law firm right now, hey, you can change anytime you want and you will be excited to work with Cohen and
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Judah.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, let's go right to him. Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network's been super busy. Joins us this morning. Bees, how you doing?
Hey, guys. It's, 2 weeks from tomorrow is the NFL draft. Cannot believe it.
Yeah, man, it's flying. Hey, I got to play something from yesterday, if you don't mind, with Mike Florio and Chris Sims about the situation right now with Tua Tagovailoa's contract. I want you to hear this.
Tua Tagovailoa speaking recently at a football camp in Hawaii, said contract talks have been good. He's leaving it to his agent. Well, if they've been going really good, he'd have a contract by now. I really think the Dolphins are wrestling with this. I don't know. But how do you put a value on a guy who isn't top three, but who led the league in passing last year, is wildly popular? Chris, this is a tough one for the Dolphins. This is a tough one. How do you protect yourself against injury? Even though he played all last year, that's no guarantee he's going to be good to go for the rest of his career, that he's going to stay healthy. It's a tough one.
Yeah, it is. It is a tough one. What's the sweet spot? You know, we all know everybody wants their guy at quarterback, frame the team around him. We got a leader. We can believe in him, all that, right? You know, but yeah, you're saying it right. How much is him? How much is the all-star team and the coach around him, right? Is it, what's the injury history? It is real, right? We just saw a game in Kansas City where everybody talked about, wait, can he play in the cold and elements? And it didn't look very good in the playoffs. So those are your worry about. What's that sweet spot? I'm with you, Mike.
How many other guys out there can do what he's doing in the Mike McDaniel offense? People get mad about that, but that is a real issue for the Dolphins. We'll see if they can work it out.
All right, Bees, I guess we're trying to figure out when this contract. I'm guessing the Dolphins have made some offers, and I'm guessing Tua's team has said, not enough yet. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm sure they've absolutely talked about it. The framework of what the Dolphins have in mind, and credit to the Dolphins for not shooting for the moon too early, right? I mean, not completely out, you know, bidding against themselves. A couple of, I guess, bits of context here. One, these quarterback contracts usually happen in the summer. Teams, Greer said it back in February and March. Like, these things are complicated negotiations, and they take time. And you look at when Joe Burrow got done and Justin Herbert got done, and I think even Lamar was a little later in the calendar than we are now. Certainly, you know, he got tagged, and that changed the dynamic a bit. But these things do take some time. So if we were 2 weeks out from training camp and there was no contract, we'd certainly be, you know, sounding the alarm bells. I do think they do take time. But talking to their broader point, they're right. I mean, it is a weird situation because usually, you know, Pro Bowl quarterback, lead league in passing, team's been to the playoffs the last 2 years. That the Dolphins' winning percentage with two under center is great compared to when he's not. All those things are absolutely true. But we have eyes. We saw how the season ended last year. Went very poorly in the last 2 weeks against playoff teams. Went very poorly in the playoff game, and that was that. I think that information is important context for the Dolphins as well. So, no, I don't think he's going to reset the market. I don't think if his agent's looking for that $60 million a year deal, which would basically be the Burrow deal plus inflation, they're going to probably be disappointed, and they're going to probably go to free agency next year, and the Dolphins will have to tag Tua if they want to keep him. But if Tua has a more reasonable expectation of what his value is, and I'm not saying they're going to get him for $30 to $35 million a year. That's nuts. That's not what his market is. But I think that sweet spot is somewhere between $40 and $50 million a year, and the guaranteed money is a big concern. You're going to guarantee 2 years, you're going to guarantee three. I'm sure he's going to want you to guarantee four. If you give him $160 to $200 million guaranteed, that is an enormous risk given his injury history, plus all those things we talked about, him not really showing up in the big moments down the stretch of season. So Tua's got to make a decision. I think it's what it's going to come down to, is what he's going to get here, not just financially, but also support-wise, right. You know, the ability to play his best football, comfort level. I think he likes a lot about playing in South Florida, about playing for this franchise. is that worth him maybe taking a bit of a haircut and accepting less than maybe he'd get in the open market? Something else we got to talk about, Joe. How much leverage does he really have at this point? Yes, he played fantastic last year in stretches. He got them to the playoffs for a second straight year. But he does have 1 year for sure on his contract and two more with the franchise tag. And if you put those 3 years together, it kind of averages out between $45 and $50 million a year. And there's no guarantee. There's no security if you play year to year. You get hurt or you play poorly, your market changes. So maybe he does come to the realization that, you know, if I get – you know, $130 to $135 million guaranteed, and there's some funny money at the end that saves face that makes this contract one of the five biggest in NFL history, maybe that's enough for me.
Is it fair Mike McDaniel gets as much credit for Tua as he does? I think it's more than fair. What are your thoughts?
So the question is, do you think who deserves more credit, Mike or Tua?
No, I'm just saying what Mike has done, the system he put in, the players he put around him to do and take advantage of what Tua does best.
Yeah, I know, and I love him, but Perk was, you know, late in the last season last year saying, "Oh, should Mike McDaniel be in the hot seat if they don't, you know, win the playoff game?" And look, if Mike was on the open market this past cycle, he would have had an interview with every single opening, and he would have gotten a job immediately. Adam Gase got a job after getting fired by the Dolphins. That's how much teams value offensive-minded coaches, and in certainly McDaniel's case, guys that really have a track record now of developing quarterbacks. I think he deserves a lot of credit. Certainly you need the quarterback to make the throws, and Tua has done that by and large very, very well since McDaniel's come to town. But I don't think you can gloss over the difference in creativity, explosiveness, and production that he has brought to not just Tua but the offense as a whole. He is one of the 5 to 10 best offensive minds in all of football. And teams pay an enormous premium to get a guy like that.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. People start going on him. I go, you're in the wrong place, man, wrong neighborhood. I'm a big fan of the guy, no matter – I know we haven't gotten there. It sucks we haven't won a playoff game in 24 years, but I like that guy that's the head coach. All right, so Finns look like they pretty much have taken the base of their team. And we now have starters at every position. Not maybe good enough, but we have guys that have come in. They're veterans or have been part-time players that you could put in. So now you need to upgrade with young starters or young guys that come in for rotation positions to add depth to this team. For you, what would be first on that list as you're looking at it and put the make-believe depth chart together?
Yeah. I think first-round targets are pretty clear at this point. I think it's offensive tackle who can play guard this year, which is what they need. They need a guard in 2024, and they need a left tackle in 2025 because, unless he, sips from the fountain of youth, this is probably going to be Armstead's last year in Miami and might be his last year in football. So you're going to need a left tackle in 2025. The good news is there's a ton of them. Like, we can go through the list. There's a ton of guys that can play both tackle and then slide into guard, which my guess is they'll find a guy to either play left or probably more likely right guard this coming year.
I agree.
Yeah. So someone who has position flexibility, I think, is the number one need still for this team. Talk about defensive tackle. I mean, certainly you're not going to replace Christian Wilkins, but you look at what they've done in the aggregate, and they certainly can get by. And I think, honestly, edge rush is more of a concern for me at this point than defensive tackle.
Wow.
But both of those two positions, yeah, because you really don't know. I mean, everyone's just assuming, oh, Phillips will be fine. Look at him. He looks like Superman in his rehab videos. Bradley Chubb, no problem. Maybe. I mean, you might be talking about the first 4 to 6 weeks of the season without either of those guys. And maybe they both have a miraculous recovery and they're both ready and good to go. But even if they're up, it takes time to get back from that. So do you want to go through the first month and a half of the season, even if they're available at maybe 60-70% of their productivity? There are also a lot of good edge rushers on the market there. And Shaq Barrett is a nice complementary piece. But if Shaq Barrett's your number one pass rusher for the first month and a half of the season, you're going to give up some points. So, me personally, I would go and find an edge rusher, a guy that can play with his hand in the dirt and standing up. And there are some names there we can go through as well available in the draft. That would be, to me, that would be a need number two. And then you look, they need a number three wide receiver, but they also have to think long term. They need a number three wide receiver who can be a one or a two in a year or two. because we don't know how much longer Tyreek Hill's got here. Jalen Waddle's got a contract coming up. This will be year three of that tandem. If they don't get it done this year, if they don't have an impact late in the season in the playoffs, which they haven't, by the way. You look at their history late in the season and in the playoffs together. That duo kind of disappears a bit. Maybe the Dolphins decide to move on. So I think if one of those top wide receivers falls to 21, I think they'll consider that absolutely as well. And then you just think of the most common cornerback is always a position that the Dolphins be interested in. I don't think that's really a factor in round one. I think it's those three positions. And it's good, to your point, they're in a place now that they don't have to reach for any of those. They can take the best available of those three positions, and there's going to be 5 to 8 players that they're going to really, really like at 21. They're going to get not just a top 20 talent at that pick, they're going to probably get a top 15 talent.
I got to ask you about Tyreek Tart. Everybody looks at him differently. Do you think he comes in and can start? Is he clearly better than the rest of the guys they've signed?
I don't think you really need to think of any of those guys as clear starters, aside from obviously Sealer. I think they brought in, 6 now defensive tackles? And you can say, oh, they're just Jags, right? They're just, just the guys. And I don't think that's super fair. I think they all serve a purpose. And, the guys that, the futures contracts guys early, they sign in the offseason, I think they'll be long shots to make the team. But, they've got players that have had meaningful snaps in the NFL that if you can get 30 to 35 snaps per game out of all those guys, you can piece together a pretty good defensive line. I mean, what people are worried about is where's the playmaking going to come from up the middle? Sealer, certainly 10 sacks last year, is going to be a big part of it. But I don't know if this defense is going to be as reliant on the defensive tackles to get pressure on the quarterback than in years past. I think Tart is a good addition. He helps with your run defense. Him and Benito Jones in short yard situations will be really good. But if you're looking for him to be a 8 to 9 sack guy a year, I just don't see it.
No, it's not going to happen. I agree. Hey, I got to ask you one position you left out. Who's your third safety behind Holland and Poyer?
Oof, that's a great question. Is it Nick Needham?
I don't know. Elijah Campbell's back there, who's done a little bit of everything. But as far as playing, I wouldn't be surprised to see a second-round pick.
Wow, you think it's going to be that high? Yeah, I think they really – they're hurt this year by not having three. I mean, they're hurt every year when you lose draft picks. But having that three taken away from them is really painful this year because this is kind of a shallow draft. You get to day three and you're just – throwing darts at a dartboard, and NIL and the COVID year and all those things have really sapped the depth of this draft. And so you might in the past be like, oh yeah, round four, like, no problem. They don't have a fourth round pick either, but saying they did, or even round five, I think Rashad Jones is a 6th round pick. So you can find safeties in day three. Maybe not so much this year. Problem is, Joe, is that they've got so many other concerns.
Yeah, no, you're right.
If you're at 55, and there's a you didn't get your alignment in round one, it's red alert. You got to get a guard, and vice versa. If you don't know what your number three wide receiver situation is going to look like, if you have no pass rush and one of those guys that you like that maybe would have been in the low 30s falls to the mid 50s, you're going to take that as well. I just don't think safety's a position that teams really value anymore. And is that a mistake? I don't know. But I think offensive line, pass rush, and wide receiver, two of those three spots will be your first two picks.
Everybody's been talking about that pass rusher, and I understand why, because the unknown of when those two guys are going to be back. Is it over under on October 1st? I don't know. But you're talking about drafting a guy potentially in the first round as your fourth pass rusher. It's down the road. I mean, it gives you depth, and we found out at the end of the year, hell, all four guys were injured, so it was tough to play without them. I'm wondering how much emphasis they're going to put on that pass rushing or that edge rusher. I'm really curious.
Something that hasn't been discussed, and I think we should, they got about a month, not even, maybe 3-4 weeks, to decide what they're going to do with Jalen Phillips because he's got his fifth-year option coming up. And, I guess 10 months ago, not 9 months ago, it would have been a no-brainer. But we're not doctors. We don't know what's going on with those Achilles. And certainly it's not the same injury as when Danny had it, 30, 40 years ago or whatever. But it's still, the science is clear. Pass rushers do not come back the same from Achilles. And there are examples to disprove the rule, like Cam Wake and all that. But, you know, you look on the macro sense, and pass rushers, outside linebackers, tend to not bounce back quite the same as other positions because just the lateral movement they need, the explosivity and all that. It'll be very fascinating. Yeah. If Phillips is a guy, they're like, oh, okay, we love you. We're going to get a deal done with you. If you ball out, maybe we'll tag you. Although if they don't get a deal done with Tua, that would take that off the table. They have two now. They have two guys they have to figure out, him and Waddle, what they're going to do with. I mean, sure, Waddle's a no-brainer, pick up his fifth-year option. But I think the injury to Phillips has really scrambled what their long-term plans are. And Bradley Chubb isn't going to play forever, and he's coming off injury. There are concerns. So maybe this gives them a soft landing if things with Phillips go a way they don't want.
Hey, I leave you with this one because I'm starting to think more and more this might happen. And I'd love to stay at that 21st pick, but you wouldn't be surprised if I told you somebody jumped up and made an offer and Chris Greer could pick up a second or third round pick that he wouldn't dump that 21st pick and move back. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%, and particularly because how deep the tackle class is. If their mindset is, we got to get a tackle who's going to play guard this year, that's what we're going to do with their first-round pick, which happens, by the way. The Dolphins have done that before. Maybe they say, hey, we're at 21, there's five dudes we love. We can get back to 28 and know that one of those five will be there. And then they recoup to that third-round pick they've lost. I think you're absolutely onto something, Joe.
All right. Hey, B's, great having you, man. Great breaking down everything. We're all a little bit different, trying to figure out how to fill in the puzzle here on some of these positions. It's going to be fun to watch. Thanks. Appreciate you coming on.
Anytime, my friend.
All right. Adam Beasley joining us from Pro Football Network. Brian Baldinger going to join us at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll talk to Baldy's Breakdowns, man. Always one of my favorites. Kind of like Cliggy's. I love talking about Cliggy's cards. I really do. Boy, I'll tell you what. He is crazy. And I just want to tell you, if you want a real tricked-out golf cart, I'm talking about one you can really enjoy with the family. Four-seater, six-seater, fully loaded with everything you could ever want. $2,000 overstock factory rebate. I always tell everybody, he talks about competition. I'm not sure he has any for what his golf carts have. And they're made with aluminum frames, which means no rusting compared to his competitors. You don't have to worry about that in the first year or two, going, I got rust on this expensive. Well, first of all, you can save money. $2,000 overstock factory rebate going on right now. And just go on and on. I want to let you know, if you want a tricked-out Cliggy's golf cart, the finest thing you're going to see here in South Florida, definitely the coolest thing, we're talking about 72 volts of pure lithium power, a 5-inch lift, backup cameras, all-terrain tires, sweet sound system, safety features like you've never seen before in a golf cart to make sure little ones get a hold of it. Nobody gets hurt on that golf cart. You can just go on and on. 0% financing. I want you to go visit Cliggy's Carts online at golfcartsfl.net or call 954-388-5932. The best thing you can really do is take a look at their brand new showroom today at 1751 West Copens Road in Pompano Beach. Visit Cliggy. Go up there and see him. Take it. They'll put you out in the back. You can take one for a ride. See how fast, see how smooth they are. See all the things you get. My God. See him. Cliggy's Carts, an authorized Royal EV dealer. Cliggy's Carts, that's Kliggys. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. I want to thank Beast for joining us. Brian Baldinger going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. He's been busy over there with NFL Network and as an Odyssey NFL insider. Getting all his stuff ready to go for the draft. Just 2 weeks from tomorrow, the NFL draft. It's incredible. I'm still – things that happen during the course of your career to see things and where that draft is, the popularity and the amount of people that stay around and watch college players get drafted. And most of them, they don't even go anymore. They used to go up and Christian Wilkins, chest bumping the commissioner and everybody laughing, having a good laugh. Most of those guys go, nah, I'm going back to my hometown and have it at the church, having to get together with family and the people that helped me get here. And you know the league wants all those guys that are sure first-round picks. They want to make sure they can come, right? I think they give them a couple of tickets to go, and they give them a room. And
sure, first-round pick is tough, though, man. We've had some really rough ones.
Well, they try to stay away from those. They still whiff on some.
Yeah, I mean, we've had quarterbacks that have sat there.
We have. Well, Aaron Rodgers is a classic.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers sat there.
Wasn't
with
it Levis, right? Levis that sat there last year, wasn't
I think
it?
He sat there with that beautiful
good-looking family.
Family.
Yeah, yeah,
the beautiful
the
family.
Hot girlfriend, the mom, yeah.
Had the whole group.
Yeah. Oh, they were all
couldn't tell the mom from the girlfriend. Yeah. Especially as you get older, it gets a lot more difficult.
Johnny Manziel, remember?
Did Johnny?
Johnny sat for a while. Didn't a bunch of teams pass on him?
Then you have a surprise, right? Then you have the one, and then they all go nuts. So like, oh, my God, we didn't have him that high on our board. We didn't see that. Or how about the other way, where you see a quarterback drop to, like, the third round, and you're going, wow, you guys say he's going to be a first-round pick.
So Penix is that guy this year, right?
No.
Because Penix, I don't know where. Like, I mean, you got guys like Omar that come in here and say he's the greatest. And
I
then,
think,
like, other people are like, he can't.
I think it's know. Bo Nix.
They got him going in the first round, too.
Some do.
He's in there.
Who was it a couple years ago? Who was the old North Carolina quarterback? It was a guy for the Washington that killed us. Like, did Stoop, right?
Well, it was the running backs, too.
Yeah, but it was also he threw for 300, too, you know, and he's running around and. I go, that guy's going to be a – that guy's really – and what are you going, the third or fourth or fifth round? He just kept dropping and dropping and dropping. So that's what makes it fun, though, the unknown of who's going, which positions will get shut out. How about that? There are certain positions aren't going to have a first-round pick. I don't think a running back's going in the first round. Do you?
Probably not.
Second round, there will be a group.
So this was an interesting offseason. I know next offseason there's going to be more running backs up for grabs, but there were a lot of guys, man, a lot of running backs available in free agency if you really wanted to take a stab at one.
I'll give you another one. How many inside linebackers? The days of the inside linebackers that can't cover and can't blitz, they're just run stoppers, they're not going in the first round. Not in today's pass-happy world. That's not going to happen. So it's in what one tight end? I think the kid from Georgia. That's it going in the first round.
This is the worst. Like they have the guys sitting there, they're on their phone, and the agents like patting them on the back, like it's going to be okay.
Yeah,
that poor Will Levis.
By the way,
year.
I got to tell you, the money between the first round and the second round and signing bonus is big. Is big.
I just remember the Johnny Manziel thing because I was watching his documentary. I remember him sitting there and he's on his phone. And remember the Cowboys passed on him?
Well, listen, nobody tried to market and promote themselves better. If you don't draft me, I'm going to come back to haunt you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that line?
Oh, he did come back to haunt them.
He did.
The Browns.
Came back. Yeah, right. He came back all right. Yeah, that was a bad one. So, this coming up 2 weeks. And so we'll talk to Baldy about some of that stuff before we get ahead of ourselves here. And then we have the other story going on here in town, man. And next week, we will be talking about NHL and NBA playoffs, play-in and playoffs for the NBA. And the NHL start up the playoffs. And here we go. Looks like the Panthers will play, what are they saying, either Tampa Bay or Toronto, I believe is the two teams that they think they're going to end up playing. Panthers, by the way, even after not playing their best here in the last couple of weeks, 104 points on the season. They've got some big games coming up Thursday. They've got one tomorrow against Columbus. And then Buffalo on Saturday and Toronto on Tuesday. They might play Toronto and then have to play them again in the playoffs.
Yeah, it'll be pretty interesting here over the next few days. Speaking of the next few days, I got to throw this at you because he just popped up on the screen again, and Tiger Woods looks like he is 900 years old. Especially without the hat on because he's going bald all over the place.
You go ahead and ask me again.
We got the Masters coming up this weekend, and I told you the Hard Rock app gave at least me, I don't know about what everyone else gets, but it gave me a free little bet on the Masters.
What was the bet? Go ahead.
If you put $10, you win $1,500 on Tiger Woods.
That is the safest bet Hard Rock could ever make, taking your $10. He's got no shot. For all you golf heads out there, he's got no shot to just show up and play the match. Well, he's had great success there, but Last time he played, his back was killing him, remember? And he had to quit halfway through. He says his body feels like crap, but he can walk now. You can't just show up like that.
Yeah, but with that being said, could you imagine what the ratings will look like if he makes a push on Sunday?
If he's around, it'd be good for business, yes.
Not just around. What if he's leading on Sunday?
That would be
going
a shocker.
Into Sunday.
That would be a big
shocker. That'd be the most consecutive golf I've ever watched.
When you look at all the great players, and by the way, if there is a golf tournament you're going to watch, it's the Masters starting tomorrow. It's the big one. You know, it's so funny because maybe because I've been around, like, Woody, you probably start feeling like if you watch it every year, Amen Corner, all the different holes. You're like, you know the hole that's coming up next. Like, you stay around. You can't wait to see, you know, what's going to happen at certain holes. And
I'm not an enormous golf fan, obviously, but I would love to go to Augusta just to maybe go to a practice round, walk the course and
everybody says that.
And I know try that food. You know, they got the cheap food over there, the pimento cheese.
I didn't know that till Mad Dog.
The peach something or another peach.
Yeah, I think the sandwiches are $1.50 or $2.
Yeah, they got those like pimento cheese sandwiches. I want to go to the pro shop and get a hat, and that'd be like it. That'd be it for me. I just would love to see it.
You talk about Mad Dog's thing he enjoyed. I don't even think Mad Dog played golf.
He just loved going over there.
He just liked going to that event and walking around and being up there, and it was incredible to hear him talk about it for a guy, you know. Then there are other friends of mine that actually get to go up there and golf on that super private club.
Really?
It opens up.
Can we get a tee time over there? What do you think?
I'm guessing.
They let it rip over there?
Honestly, I don't know this. Now, listen, if you got a zillion dollars, you can suck and probably go play there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing they're a little they don't want
you think it's
really
upon.
Bad golfers up there. Would you agree? Probably the Masters.
I would assume it's probably – do they give you a cat? Like, you get a caddy, don't you?
Yeah, of course you
do. Don't they help you, like, with what club to use and
stuff? Don't help your swing. Hey, pal, you suck. Like, dude, you can hit grounders. I'm not going to go get that ball. You ain't paying me enough for that.
You have to wear pants, by the way.
Yeah.
If you play at Augusta, you have to wear pants.
I haven't heard enough. I do know
that'd be a deal breaker for me.
I do know three or four guys that have played up there.
Really?
A lot.
A lot?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind letting it rip out there for a little
bit. I'm guessing if you're a Hall of Famer, that you could probably get on there. You know people.
Well, you're not a Hall of Famer.
No,
I'm talking about Bob Greasy.
I'm talking about Dan Marino, Bob Greasy.
No, I know who you're talking
about.
If
they want to play, I'm guessing they can get on there. Hey, we've got more
stuff
coming up.
You wear that jacket over there and they just let you
I'm guessing they go, damn, that jacket, that fits in up here. And you two golf, you're fine. They know the etiquette and all that stuff and, you know, fixer marks and stuff on the greens and all that stuff. I don't think you do. Anyway, 9 o'clock hour's coming up. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.